The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Now, I mentioned this at the top of the show, Neuralink is a company set up by tech billionaire Elon Musk, and the company want to explore ways to connect the human brain to a computer interface. And they've applied to US regulators to start trialing its device on humans. They've already trialed it on a monkey, and the monkey was able to control a computer with its brain, according to Mr. Musk at a launch yesterday. The firm said it wanted to focus on patients with severe neurological conditions. Elaine Burke is editor of Silicon Republic, and she's on the line to talk more about this. How are you doing, Elaine?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks for taking our call. So, Elon Musk, just tell people about him first.
So he's kind of often referred to as a sort of a Tony Stark character in terms of the Silicon Valley big names. He has a lot of money and a lot of big ideas, and this would be one of them. He founded this company, Neuralink, in 2017, and the ambition for the company is to develop human-machine interfaces, so basically implants that can help you communicate with machines in some way, shape, or form. They could be beneficial for people who have disabilities to be able to use computer interfaces to overcome certain disabilities. But he actually sees it as a way to get himself to a level of superhuman intelligence by embedding AI into himself.
Into himself. So this is motivated by, I suppose, becoming this super intelligent being who may never die.
Or something of that. He's famously said that he thinks AI will overcome humanity. So his way of beating that is, well, I'll kind of become one and so sort me out.
So what have they done with this monkey, for example? Just describe some of the technology they've developed.
Yeah, well, it was really curious, his mention of the monkey, because it's not actually... His mention of it is the only official... the kind of any documentation that there was a test performed on a primate, but they have definitely done tests on some rodent subjects. They've said that they implanted in 19 animals these micro threads that are threaded into the brain, and they had an 87% success rate of recording data from the neurons. They recorded data from about 1,500 neurons at once in one experiment.
Right.
And the way that works is the reason why this is quite revolutionary, they're not the first company to try and hack the brain in this way. But what they've done is created a form factor that's less invasive. Because of micro threads, the implant is technically less invasive surgery for people in their brains.
And I see they've also developed a robot that can insert these micro threads. So people still don't really understand how all the electrical signals that travel to our brain is turned into, for example, me thinking about what I'm going to say to you and me saying it to you.
Yeah, that's true. And the Neuralink device is about targeting specific parts of the brain. And unless we know what specific parts of the brain control specifically, there's a bit of a gap there in the knowledge and how it can be applied. Because sometimes people get a brain injury in a part of the brain that's expected to do one thing, and the resulting physical disability is completely unexpected in terms of neuroscience. So they're still working on figuring the mapping of the brain out.
He said yesterday that... the system would ultimately allow for symbiosis between artificial intelligence and the human brain. So us connected to artificial intelligence. What does that mean? What do you think that means? How will that look?
Well, I'm not sure what Elon Musk envisions it as. For some people, it could be, the US Pentagon actually is funding some research, advanced research into these kind of interfaces. And what they envision is soldiers who are able to control drones with their mind, which is kind of terrifying if you think of it. But that's the kind of thing that you could do. You could either be using your brain to power something technological, a robot arm or a drone, or it could be something else where your brain is connected to the vast information highway that is the internet.
Transhumanists believe that we are limited by the size of our brain, and that if we could connect our brain up to technology, that our human thought is limitless then, because we're not sort of restricted by just the capacity of the human brain.
Yeah, it's a funny theory when you think about it, because at the end of the day, these technologies that they want to link into are built by humans in the first place, and they're only as smart as the people who built them, really.
But you see, they believe that they're not. There's going to be
greater degrees.
There's going to be a time.
Really.
Yeah, there's going to be a time when artificial intelligence will overtake human intelligence.
It may overtake certain things and certain capabilities, but you can't find a computer that can understand things that are subtle in human conversation or human interaction. So there are certain things that, like, humans are really, really good at, and it's very hard to train computers on.
It's fascinating. He has been successful, hasn't he? He's a man who doesn't get into something lightly. He's an awful lot of money, and so this is real. This isn't some harebrained idea from some Lula. This is Elon Musk.
It's absolutely legitimate, and he's not the first person to do it. He's the person that you'll hear the most press about, because the fact that this company is founded by Elon Musk, you'll hear a lot more about Neuralink. But there are other companies that exist. There's a Belgian company called NeuroPixels doing similar work. There's another company called Kernel, and there are scientists in the medical device research area that have been working on things like this for a really long time. So it is legitimate science. And what their paper is, though, it's not peer reviewed, so there are questions about that, about how strong the science is behind it, because peer review would really authenticate that a bit more. But there is peer reviewed science out there that has achieved these things, just probably not on the less invasive surgery scale that they have.
It's interesting you say that the human brain controlling drones, that's exactly part of the plot line in the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Spoiler.
Yes. Sorry. Oh, come on. That's not a spoiler, is it? But the human brain controls drones. That's not. I'm not giving away the ending. Don't worry. Anyway, you have to see that, because it has echoes of what Elon Musk is trying to achieve with Neuralink. Elaine Burke, editor of Silicon Republic. Thanks for talking to us today. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.